I forbindelse med introduktionen af den nye Opel Insignia er der nogle meget, meget iøjenfaldende ting. Nogle ting, hvor man virkelig siger, at der har Opel altså taget et skridt, som ingen andre rent faktisk har gjort endnu. Jeg tror, de kommer til det i løbet af de kommende år, men Opel er altså virkelig meget på forkant omkring netop det, som det handler om nu. Jeg er i den heldige situation at have Andreas Holl fra Opel i Rüsselsheim siddende ved siden af mig. Han er altså i stand til at forklare, hvad det er, der går ud på. Andreas, try to tell the listeners about this very special clutch system, which I think is very unique for the Insignia.
Yeah, with the new Insignia, we introduce the all-wheel drive system, which we named Twinster. The name Twinster already describes it a little bit. We have two independent controlled clutches on each half shaft, which is able then to do full rear axle torque vectoring up to 1,500 newton meters per side. And this is in order to provide with the new Insignia a perfect driver's vehicle, provide neutral vehicle behavior, sportiness, and fun to drive.
Yes, but this clutch system, I think it's very special because all your competitors have found, let us say, more simple solutions.
That's right. I think we are currently the only one in the mid-size segment to use this technology. And with that said, we are on the top of our competition.
And that actually means that the clutch, which there's one clutch for each wheel, so to say, and that also means that you can totally take away the power from one wheel if necessary.
Yes, we have that capability at least to open one clutch completely and close it on the other side. So this is maximum torque vectoring capability.
It's a little bit like a modern sort of limited slip differential.
It's much more than that because we can control it completely independent from anything what happened on the wheel.
And by that you save fuel as one thing, but you also improve the safety of the car.
Yeah, because controlling that and with the combined yaw model in the controller, we achieve perfectly neutral handling.
And that is, of course, a solution if you are in a dramatic traffic situation, you're going to avoid making an accident or something like that, then the car behaves differently. It may be unstable, and with this system, it helps to stabilize the car, so to say.
Definitely, and that in both directions, throttle on and throttle off. We have the highest capability on yaw damping, which we really can provide, and you already will feel that because we can get rid nearly of every brake intervention on the rear axle with such a system.